This morning, our scripture for meditation and interpretation is from John, chapter 15, verses 1 through 8. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples.
Please join with me in a moment of silence for preparation. Gracious God, may the words of my mouth be acceptable in your sight. And may the meditations of our hearts and our souls be gracious and understanding of you and the work we are called to do. Amen. He is the vine and we are the branches. God's banner over us is love. He is the vine and we are the branches. God's banner over us is love. He is the vine and we are the branches. God's banner over us is love. God's banner over us is love. This is a song that I sang frequently with children in church when I was leading Christian education ministry. And I've always liked the image of the vine and the branches. That Jesus is the vine that God has created. And we are called to spread like the branches outward, growing and reaching out to many places. This is the model that Jesus gave us as he walked with his disciples, gathering others to form new branches. As a child on May Day, I remember making May Day baskets in school. At home, I would pick flowers from our garden and visit various neighbors' homes, making other ways to distribute the flowers besides just the one basket. And I'd either lay the flowers by their front door or hang the basket on the front door knob, ring the bell, and run to hide so that no one would see who had delivered the flowers. It was fun. I knew nothing then about the history of May Day, but I knew that sharing the flowers brought people happiness, which made me feel happy also. I also remember dancing around a maypole when I was young. As a parent, I have also watched my daughter and my younger son dance around the maypole at their elementary schools. There is something very special about this time of year as nature comes into new life all around us. But I never told my children about the history of the first May Day in our country, or the rights for workers in our country that we are still developing today. I was happy to see the marches yesterday, and part of me wanted to be there. It brought back the memory of the day my daughter and I marched when she was in junior high school with her teachers, asking for improved teacher contracts. It also brought back the memory of my grandson, Taylor, marching with me in a CLU event in Lacey Park in San Marino. His bright orange t-shirt that they gave to each marcher fit him like a dress, even though it was the smallest one that they had. But I think he maybe was not much older than 3 years old at that time. In our times right now, I think it's important that we look back on the history of what has happened so that we can somehow create the equity that all people in our country should be able to celebrate right now as we live our lives together. Here we are in 2021. And many adults work more than an 8-hour workday trying to support themselves and their loved ones. This reality has become much harsher as we've suffered through COVID with loss of lives and jobs and closed businesses. I honestly have no ideas about how we recover, but somehow we must be the branches that reach out during these times. That is what today's reading calls us to do. And I know there are also other branches of our faith that are working to help in the healing and the recovery process. Just a few days ago, I had a wonderful email letter from my oldest son who lives in the Houston, Texas area. He's reconnected with a friend from his high school years, and she has given him much encouragement to reshape his life. He sent me a branch of our faith that has reached out to him in the form of a well-known writer and also an online evangelist named Dr. Cindy Trim. I watched and listened to the 1-hour prayer. Yes, a 1-hour prayer filled with energy and filled with all of the things that I would say, except not taking an hour and not with her just right on, full on energy. And then I replied to the loving email from my son. Dr. Cindy Trim represents a branch that I did not even know about. Her style and her energy are very different than mine. But her theology is right on target with God's banner over us is love and encouragement. All those exact words may not have been used in the prayer that I viewed and listened to. Well, today's sermon title is God Is. When I worked with children and youth, it was always very important to make sure that I said to them, God is love. Then I would add, God cares about you. God wants to hear from you. God listens to you. Then I would ask, do we listen to God? The question would frequently come from the children, how do we know that God is speaking to us? So I ask you to ponder. What comes to you in the phrase, God is, and how do you know that God is speaking to you? Perhaps we can add some additions during our breakout times following the service today to what God is and how we know that God is speaking to us. Today's reading tells us that God is the vine grower. But there are also some troublesome phrases in today's reading. God, the vine grower, removes every branch that does not bear fruit. But then we are given the reassurance that every branch is pruned so that it will bear more fruit, and that we have already been cleansed by the word that Jesus has spoken to us. Later in the passage, we are told, whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned. Sounds very harsh, don't you think? This was the reality of people in the time of Jesus. Grapevines were plentiful. Unhealthy vines were pruned or removed and thrown into the fire to be burned. Now, when we're pruning our vines and various plants, we most likely make a bag of the branches and they're taken away since we don't want to make fire because of the air quality. So how many of us have had rose bush gardens? I remember at our home that protective green bushes, small bushes, surrounded our rose garden. But one bush literally grew into one of the rose bushes. My husband really liked to prune our roses, bushes, and hedges. So one day I watched him pruning the bush that had grown into the rose bush. Eventually, there was almost nothing left of either of the two. They both looked dead when he was finished pruning them. But he fed them and watered them just like all the other plants. And they both continued to look dead through the summer and the winter. But when spring came, they both came into full leaf and bloom, for they were no longer competing for space, sun, and nourishment with each other. I recently experienced the same situation with a bonsai plant that I had been given a few years ago. After a couple of years, it started looking like it was dying. I took it to a bonsai specialist and watched as he carefully removed it from its pot, gently separated the roots so they were not suffocating one another, pulled out a slightly larger pot, and replanted my bonsai in new soil. He then artfully pruned the plant's branches so its balance was restored. It quickly came back to its original, healthy, beautiful self. This spring, my daughter sent me a bonsai pineapple plant. I should have taken a picture of it and had it on our slides. The directions said that it needed to be kept warm and also needed sun and humidity. So I have to spray it also frequently and make sure. Sometimes when I've left the house, I've had to keep my heat on so the plant doesn't get too cold. The care instructions also said if any other shoots start to come up, they should carefully be removed. I didn't know what that meant. Recently, I noticed extra shoots sprouting up among the leaves at the bottom of the plant. They look like baby, very small baby pineapples. The plant can sustain only one pineapple. If the other shoots are allowed to become bigger, the entire plant will die. It will become literally exhausted and malnourished. So at some time, I'll give you an update on my bonsai pineapple sometime. But it's been giving me a lesson for today's scripture as I continue to care for it. Time will tell if I was able to be gentle enough as I removed the new shoots. Today's story of the vine is a continuance of our Easter story. Jesus had people who became disciples and stayed with him and followed him. And there were others who walked away or just ignored his teachings. We as followers have a choice every second of our lives to live out the teachings of Jesus or to ignore them. When we ignore them, we have removed ourselves from the vine. We have cast ourselves out when we do this. On the vine, there are many branches. For me, this means that there are many people and there are also many vines that follow the teachings of Jesus. This story is about the relationship that God, the vine grower, has with each of us and the relationship that we each have to Jesus, who is the vine. Altadena Community Church is a gathering of people who have come from various places. We collectively and individually are branches of the Christian vine, the vine of Jesus. There are other branches of the Christian vine that offer various ways of living life together as followers of Jesus. I encourage all of us in the week ahead to attempt to experience various expressions of our Christian faith. I think quite a few of us follow the meditations of Richard Rohr. I've had uplifting experiences visiting other congregations in this time of virtual service of worship. I visited the site that my son sent to me. So here is that slide again, which gives you that information. There is much more that can be found on YouTube about our faith and the exciting ways that others are sharing the Christian faith. And it's all about God is, and Jesus is, and reminds us about who we are. And perhaps the most important part of our faith is who we are becoming. Who we are becoming as various parts of us in our lives are pruned so that we may grow. I close with a quote from Martin Luther King Jr. This is what he has said. It really boils down to this, that all life is interrelated. We are all caught in an inescapable network of mutuality, tied into a single garment of destiny. Whatever affects one destiny affects all indirectly. We're all counting upon one another, right? So no matter who we are or where we are, I very much believe that God, the vine grower, the divine vine grower, continually nurtures each of us in who we are becoming as we abide in Jesus and as we invite and welcome God to abide in each of us. This continues in this life and into what is to come.